بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Tonight we recited the 26th para. One of the ayat was Allah Ta'ala is showing us that who he honors most. It can belong to the highest state of family, no matter you may be a Sayyid, you may be whatever you may be. Allah Ta'ala shows that إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, that the most honored person is he who has taqwa in him. In the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, there is nothing more important than taqwa. You can be a rich person, you can be how often you may be, but in the eyes of Allah, the importance is you don't belong to what family you belong to, but what the most is akramakum, is atqaakum, is taqwa. The fear of Allah Ta'ala must be on the person. He is a street sweeper, he is better than that person that has no taqwa at all. Remember, the worst sin in this world is pride. Pride is something Allah Ta'ala cannot see. But there is a special quality for him and no one else. It belongs to him. He does not want anyone to participate in that pride, that quality at all. Pride means to look down at others. Think that you are someone. You got something in you. What have you got in you? If you look at it, what have you got in you? You got nothing. Whatever is something that has been given to you by someone. If you yourself have brought those qualities in you or something else, if you the owner of those qualities, you can say something else. But these qualities have been given to you and that quality can be taken away today. Piety, no matter how pious you may be, but you cannot have pride. That because you're pious, look down others. You can never do that. If you got strength in you, you cannot have pride for that. Because Allah Ta'ala can take that strength away tomorrow. You got a good memory today, no matter how good memory it is. But you cannot rely on your memory. Everything, these things that have been given to us, you cannot rely on them. You can rely on the one who's given you that quality. And you have the fear that he can take it away tomorrow. You have seen so many people who have been boasting on their bodies and how much of harm they cause to others. In the end, what happens to them? They become that bad, they lose the quality of, they become completely, have a stroke or something, and they actually become totally useless, helpless. The same person who was causing harm to others, today he's a person of that kind that he belongs, that others won't even look at his face to, merely because of that. The pride is the worst thing. It must never be, no matter how much of knowledge you may have with you. But do not have pride. What's a pride for? So that's a really, really big sin that is. The one bit of pride you have, you cannot enter the Jannat. That is a good. That's why they say that ayat was recited tonight, La yasfal qawmun qawmin asa yakunna. Do not laugh at others. Yeah? Whether it's a woman, male or female, do not laugh at others. You laugh at others. That person who you're laughing at, maybe is better than you. Maybe he's better than you. In other words, the time when you go out to, do not mock at anyone. Do not mock at anyone. The person who we are mocking at is the person possible is better than you. Women at home also, but they have the same quality. Do not mock at anyone. Why are you mocking for? If you're mocking at that person, that means you're trying to say you are better than that person. So do not, Allah Ta'ala says, women and men, do not mock at anyone because the possibility that person is better than you. And if you have that quality, he's better than me, possible to do it. Like possibly may be committing a sin also. Do not mock at him, because possible that if may make tomorrow he may make tawbah, he's a better person than you. So always you bear this in mind. If you think you are someone and you mock at others, then Allah, possible that person tomorrow turn to be a better person than you. So if you have this quality in you, that if you're mocking someone, think before mocking this person, tomorrow he can become better than me. What happens to you? Now this is very important, and do not call people names. The Quran says, do not tonight that guy does not call people names. What do you call names for? You got the habit of calling that person name. Do not call names that person does not like. One is a person called his name, that's been name known by everyone, that's understandable. But do not call them all kind of names that person is hurt. You know, we got that habit in us. If you work someone working for us, to the way you take him to talk, task, and take all kind of names to that person, he keeps quiet, but he's hurt. That's why they say the most important thing of a person is the heart. Do not hurt a person's heart. You know, it's very easy. We are hurting people's heart. Either the husband is hurting the wife's heart, the wife is hurting the husband's heart. So that's very important, not to hurt anyone at all, not to hurt anyone's feeling at all. It's very important. And the worst thing at this month, another sin that was spoken read tonight was about the backbiting. Backbiting. You eating your own brother's flesh. You know about it. But yet you will find that this sin is so rife today that every most of the homes, whether it's a pious home, any home, whether it's a learned home, any home, you find that that has become so rife now that everyone now is committing ghibat, backbiting. We're not even understanding the sin is so severe. If you only know the sin is severe, you keep away from it too. So now this is important that you make tawbah for all those things. Be it a big night tonight, inshallah. In Allah Ta'ala want to give us Laylul Qadr, He can give us it in Allah Ta'ala's hand. But let us make tawbah for all the sins that we're committing. More important than that. And do not look down at anyone. Not run anyone down. Today we are running people down very quickly, not realizing it can come, it can turn to us also. So make dua Allah Ta'ala, whatever I said, Allah Ta'ala mari Hifadat and give us the Laylul Qadr night. And whatever is happening throughout the world to the Muslims, Allah Ta'ala must give them victory and give them barakat and give them izzat. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa la aqibat al-muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatika. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fi al-umuri kulliha wa atinna min khizri al-dunya wa adhab al-qabr wa adhab al-akhir. Allahumma nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika an-nar. Fatir as-samawati wal ard. أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والحمد لله اللهم أسلمنا نصرك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب وفقنا ما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والفعل إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين امنوا ربنا انك غفور رحيم اللهم انك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم انك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا غفور اللهم اغفر لنا ولاخواننا الذين سبقونا بالايمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين امنوا ربنا انك غفور رحيم وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا برحمتك يا رب.